Did they have a fenced-in place area outside the barn where all the cattle, horses could just...
Yeah, we had a barn lot, we called it, fenced in. Mm-hmm.
How big was that? Was that a pretty big area? Or?
Well, not too big, because we had pastures down there to run on, but we'd have to have this barn lot in there to get them up so we can get them in the stalls, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A quarter of an acre, I guess, like that. Mm-hmm.
Yes. What about your corn? Where did you store your corn? Did you have a special...
We had a regular corn crib, I forgot to mention that. We had a corn crib, it stripped cracks about that wide end, stripped mm-hmm. all the way around so the corn would dry out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We'd chuck it and put it in there and eat it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It'd dry out.
Yeah. What about potatoes? Did you have a place for storing them? Or?
Yeah, we down home, now we didn't, back when we left the old place, we just raised what we eat. We hold them up.
Mm-hmm. Just down in the ground now?
Yeah, just we creep out a place in the ground about that deep, ridge it up, and then we pile them taters up in there and cover them all over the straw, good and heavy, and then we bank it with dirt, just cover them up with dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Make a great big round with it, and it'd be a, oh, the hole would be about as long as this, that ice box there, that's what we use for the family. But if we go down to the other place, Marston, we had a big barn down there with three stories.
Mm-hmm.
And we put the potatoes in the second story.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Had a great, I guess it's about, I think it's about 40 feet long and about 50 feet wide, I believe.
Hmm.
And we'd pile potatoes in there and spread them out and let them dry, and then we'd run them through a grater and grate them up and stack them up and sell them. Mm-hmm. Then we had a big basement, a big cellar in it down in the bottom part in the basement. We put the potatoes in for eating and for the hard men, you know. We kept potatoes enough for them.
Mm-hmm.
We worked them, well, we usually had about 5 or 6 men on the place all the time, sometimes.
That's a pretty good size.
Yeah.
Y'all, did you work pretty long hours?
Daylight the dog. I went to the field maybe in the morning before daylight. I couldn't hardly see how to run the purse.
Oh.
With a team of mules and a turning plow.
Mm-hmm.
That's before we got the tractor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And probably left the dog. Had to get that ground broke up and get it in, you know.
Yes. You mentioned that turning plow. What other kinds of plows did you use?
Well, we used cultivators and things to cultivate the corn and things with. We used a bull tongue to lay it off with, and then we had the 5-foot cultivator, and we had double shovels and spring tooth cultivator.
That spring tooth, would that kind of pulver break it up fine? Or?
Yeah. If you got your ground kind of loose and it gets a little weedy and grassy, we'll use that in there to keep that tore up, you know, so it wouldn't plow too deep and get to tear the grass up.
Mm-hmm.
Plow too deep, you run the roots of the corn.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Took a lot of it out.
Mm-hmm. When, about what time of the year, what months and all, would you start your planting?
We planted the corn, we tried to get it in the ground on the 15th of June.
Mm-hmm.
Get it all planted.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What about things like your vegetable garden? When would you plant that? About the same time? Would you plant that earlier?
No, we plant that earlier.
Yes,
sir. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we plant that. Well, of course, we didn't get the tomatoes out from about 15th of May, because we all had a frost wrong up about 15th of May. But we planted our cabbage and all that other stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Those tomatoes, did you ever... Y'all ever grow any of those little bitty ones that don't get any bigger than this?
Yeah, about like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they had a few of them tomatoes, they call them, little bitty. Mother used to plant a few of them for the kids, you know.
Yes, sir.